And my father was Douglas Edward Pinnock, my mother Irene Maud Pinnock. And as far as the watercress beds are concerned, my father worked, as most of the family did, for the family business, which I think it started in Riverside Road when they rented that from Lord Verulam. I think the beds must have already been there because there's a small tunnel under the railway line which takes the water away, and that was obviously constructed when the railway line was constructed, which would be, I would imagine, before my father's family took it over. There was also another watercress bed to the other side of the railway line, owned by Mr. Lee, which is now, I think, still the St. Albans Angling Club site. So I don't think they actually dug out the beds in Riverside Road, but they did at Park Street. They bought some land there and dug out the beds themselves. And they also rented another part from Lord Verulam. Over the years in Riverside Road, they've added more boreholes, which they always did themselves. And by and large, my father ran that side of the business on his own. Most of the customers were local, but they also had some that were much further away. And these were, the crest was put into wicker baskets and put on the train at St. Albans.
Which station?
The St. Albans City Station. I don't know whether any went on the other station, but I know they went from City because I went with my father once or twice when he was taking it. The baskets were packed rather a strange way. They had a lid with a hinge, and they were packed up to the level of the top of the basket, and then on top of that, and the lid was sent at an angle of, with the lid set at an angle of about 45 degrees and tied to the base. They also had other beds which they rented on a casual basis once or twice a year when the crest needed cutting. There was one at Garston and one at Old Welling that I know of. The crest grows much better in spring water, and that's why they have boreholes, but they do have disadvantages. They sometimes dry up either slowly or quickly. One of the casual beds they owned or they rented at Garston, they were working there one day, and the next day they went and the level of the surrounding land, it had gone dry overnight, and the surrounding land had dropped about 2 foot. It was because the water board had put on stronger pumps and pumped all the water from underneath. As far as growing the crest is concerned, you could cut it any time of the year, even in the winter, but they were very keen to get watercress in the early part of the year, January, February, March, when there was no other green salad stuff available, because obviously during the war and just after the war, none was imported at all, so they could get a very good price for the crest in January and February. But the disadvantage was there was a tremendous amount of work involved, because the crest would be destroyed by frost, and so every day, if it was going to be frosty, they had to push the crest below the water level, and they did that with a bamboo pole which was probably about 15-20 foot long, and on the end of it was a brush rather like a broom, and they used to bang this up and down on top of the crest and push it underneath the water every day during the winter.